Oh, let's give God another hand clap of praise, children. And please be seated at this time as we're going into our scripture. And if you would like to read along, you can read along with me. I'm going with Romans chapter 12. And I'm doing verse 9 through 19 and 21. Romans 12, 9, 19 through 21. I don't want to move just yet. Somebody say in his presence, there's fullness of joy. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your truth. Thank you, God. Romans 12, verse 9 says, let your love be without hypocrisy. Despise, abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kind and affectionate. Somebody say, Kiki, just be kind and affectionate. Be kind and affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another, not slack and lagging in diligence. Be fervent in spirit. Serve in the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in prayer, tribulation, continuing steadfast in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saint, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Set your mind on mind toward one another. Don't set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Repay no one evil with evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably, live peacefully, live at peace with all people. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves. Don't get back at them. But rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's Romans. And if you'd like to turn to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, 24 says, and whatever you do, in the Amplified Version, whatever you do, whatever your task may be, work from the soul. That is, put your best, very best effort forward. give it your best as something done for the Lord, not for men. Knowing with all certainty, with everything you have, that it is from the Lord, not men, that you will receive your inheritance, which is your greatest reward. It is the Lord Jesus Christ whom you actually, really, for real, serve. Somebody say amen. Amen. And thank you for the word. And we're continuing with this muscle memory series. Today, somebody repeat after me. Say, flex those muscles. Today, we're talking about flex those muscles. And so, remind, in order for us to properly flex our muscles, we have to be reminded of who we are. So, repeat after me. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ. And y'all, when we know who we belong to whom we belong, whose we are, that is what gives us the muscle power to remember who we are. Somebody say, remember who you are. Every time I hear that in certain texts and tones, I always hear Black Panther whenever T'Challa is fighting, his mom hollers out, remember who you are. Remember who you are. And when we remember who we are, if you watched Wakanda Forever, you'll hear us say, show them who you are. Somebody say, show them who you are. You know, no matter what we do and how we're behaving in whatever moment it is, we're always showing people who we are. Thank God the Holy Spirit is all up in this place this morning. Whew. And I'm just thankful that I'm here to make you smile, to make you think, and today to make you happy. Because I think Alfie said last week, y'all was going to have some kind of test. Y'all remember when we were in school and the teacher say, you're going to have a test. And you come in there and you study and you're like, pop quiz, whatever kind of test. Then you get there and you be like, substitute. No test. You know, sometimes they leave the test for you to take. But they pull the quick one on you. No test. So, Brother Alf is, by the power of the Holy Spirit, sent me here to tell y'all today. No test. I don't even know what he had for you. But I do know a little bit about muscle memory. So we gonna flex those memories today, muscles today. What does flexing those muscles look like for us? The acronym, faithfully living, eliminating excess. That's how we exit out. Somebody say excess. So what does it mean for us to be faithful or to live faithful and flexing our muscles? Okay, well, if we're going to flex, flex means being reliable, being unwavering in our beliefs and actions and our commitments, but more than that, in our relationship with God. It's keeping God's commandments and remaining true. Somebody say, stay true. Remaining true to our commitments and promises. I'm going to say it like this. Remaining true to our commitment and our promises to God, self, and others. Repeat that. Remain true to God, self, and others. Keep your promises. Exhibiting behavior based on commitment, not feeling. Another word for faithful or faithfully is loyal, steadfast. I hear steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. And I keep hearing this other song that Brother Lawrence and New Hope used to sing way back in the day. Over and over and over and over, God keeps on blessing us. That's faithful. And Psalms 100 tells us God's faithfulness endures throughout every generation. How cool is that? That's what you call an unswerving dependence. Do y'all know that faithfully was used over 540 times in the Bible? But in the New Testament alone, I like this, and I got it from Christian, I thought I had the link on here, ChristianWebsite.com. I knew I had it on one of these slides, ChristianWebsite.com says that in the New Testament alone, the word faithfulness occurs approximately 50. Now, these are different versions of the Bible. New English Translation, 56 times. Just as in just the New Testament, 47. The NASB, 49. NIV, 47. And in the Old Testament, it shows up 95 times in the NIV, 86 times in the NASB. They don't tell us how many times in the NJKV or just the KJV. I tend to look for the King James Version, just kind of, you know, first preference. Muscle memory goes to King James Version first of time. So, but it is because of this repetition of faith and faithfulness in some form or another, it helps us to see the importance and the need of this spiritual quality. Somebody say spiritual quality. It's a spiritual quality. And it's for the people of God who depend on God's faithfulness, and it is in the people of God, as God's people who are faithful to God, but also to model God's character. Repeat after me, are you modeling God's character? Are you modeling God's character? So if we're flexing and we would like to support our flex with scripture, 1 Samuel 12:24 says, only fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart. For consider what great things God has done for you. Boy, if you just look back over these few days. Song says, when I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I am and I've been blessed. I got a what? Y'all don't know. Y'all got a what? Testimony. Y'all didn't hear. Oh, y'all thought I was just saying something. Cause that's a song. I was saying lyrics like it was rah. So I can truly say that I have a what? Testimony. Somebody say, I've got a testimony. I've got a testimony. We first overcame by the blood of the Lamb, and then by the words of our what? Testimony. Because of what great things God has done for us. And let us hold fast to the confession of our faith without wavering. For God, who has promised us, is faithful. That's God, says Hebrew. I'm glad God is faithful. Somebody say, God is faithful. I'm glad God is faithful, because I can't always say I have been. That's why it says in 1 John 1:9, I ain't going to confess all the stuff, but I can confess that there have been times that I wasn't faithful. But if we confess our sins, says 1 John 1:9, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's something to be excited about, isn't it? Because why? God is faithful. Somebody say, God is faithful. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. Oh, didn't it used to feel like he couldn't get past it? Don't eat the whole bag of chips, Katie. How many know it wasn't always about eating food? What has tempted you, but you got the testimony, not this time temptation? Hallelujah. Y'all remember that movie, The Fighting Temptation? Have you ever had to fight the temptation? Sometimes you got to fight it. Because why? That's letting us know he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. You got past it. But with that temptation, he will also provide you a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. There, this scripture, y'all, I have to give you a funny story. So I had a temptation one time that I can talk about and kind of laugh about. It refers to this word right here, 1 Corinthians 10:13. I was in this situation. I was about ready to just, I don't know what I was going to do, Jesus. But you know what I did instead? I took off running. I ran away, And I heard, run from the devil, and he will flee. I'm like, God, that don't sound right. So y'all know what I did. I Googled it. Google, run from the devil, and he will flee. Y'all know what Google had the audacity to do? Google had the audacity to ask me, did you mean resist the devil and he will flee? Y'all talk about somebody happy running. I said, well, Jesus, I had to do something. You said you would provide a means of escape, so I ran out the door. Y'all, run from the devil sometime and he will flee. And the Holy Spirit said, you know why he gonna flee? Because he know you ain't just running scared and crazy. He know you doing running to the rock of my salvation. He know you're running to the one who loves you. He knows that you are running to the rock that is higher than I, and he ain't trying to follow you there. Some places that they ain't, they just ain't. Bad English. They will not, they cannot, they know not run from it with the right. You running and resisting, and you kind of crooked. Then the word will show up, won't it? Oh, sometime it be kind of crooked, but it is right when it's right, ain't it? It's, somebody say, it's right when it's right, isn't it? Yes, it is. And we flex our muscles and show our faithfulness to God and in God. How? Proverbs 3:5. This one with us. This is on us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. I didn't put heart in there, with all your heart, but with lean, trust in the Lord with all All. Sometimes it may take more than your heart. With all. Somebody say, with everything you have. Trust in the Lord with it. Trust in the Lord. And lean not to your own understanding. That's how we keep the faith. And it matches God's faith and God's faithfulness towards us. Now, we've talked about this before. How we have to take time to live holy. Well, the L in flex means live. We've got to live it out, y'all. Someone say, what's the guy's name? I think it might have been Douglas Moore. I remember right now. Douglas Miller, thank you, Holy Spirit, says, I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how to live right. Someone else says, we got to take time to be holy. Take time to live holy. Take time to think holy. Take time to feel holy. Take time to feel holiness. And let God be our guide. Don't go out before him. Whatever comes. But in joy or whether in sorrow, follow the Lord. And look to Jesus. And be still. Somebody say, we got to be still. Got to be still and trust in his word. So when we learn to fear God according to Deuteronomy, we learn to fear the Lord, our God, by carefully observing all the words of his laws and statutes. Observe them. Just do what Jesus said. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself, and you don't have to worry about another prophet, another law, or another statute, because whenever you are loving God, and that's where your heart, soul, and mind, everything else is covered. Somebody say, love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind. I said all of that at once. Yeah, you won't stumble. Because we're loving the others. Can you imagine truly loving somebody like you love God? Ooh, we the people that cut up on the job. I'm going to love you. So practice makes proficient. But I'm going to put my best foot forward. Because I know the Lord, he keep headaches. Even in my best effort. My spirit, says Isaiah, within me seeks God diligently. That's how we're going to do it. We learn obedience from the things we've suffered. I'd like to add Hebrews 5. We learn obedience from the things we have overcome, that we have enjoyed. You know, everything can't mess you up. And I learned from it. You know, some lessons were like, whoo, thank goodness he didn't have to break my back on that. Doesn't it feel good when you just kind of like, thank you, I see that. Thank you. Didn't have to suffer that time. I've learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. Oh, it's nothing better than contentment. And we must learn, somebody say learn. Learn to engage in good deeds. To meet pressing needs so that we are fruitful. And fruitful can be also stated as faithful. How are we going to know we are faithful? Look at the fruit we're bearing. Because when we're living, we have to know how to live holy. And the next one is the E. Y'all remember the spiritual elimination? Way back. We talked about spiritual elimination, and there is an elimination system. I'm up here sweating. That's eliminating something. When we cry, those tears are eliminating something. So elimination is the complete removal or destruction of something, the exclusion of someone or something from consideration or further participation. I like this word. Say expulsion. Expulsion. Expel. Y'all remember back in school you used to get expelled? Yeah. Expelled. Expulsion of waste matter. not just from the body in terms of sweat and other bodily functions, but how does the spirit and our mind, how does the spirit eliminate things from our body and our mind? That's why we call it spiritual elimination. Because the way our body sweats, spiritual elimination can be done through tears. It can be through a hard laugh. Spiritual eliminations are those strange things that happen and we feel something is going on. We can't call it. We just say, thank you, Jesus. That sometimes whenever you're feeling kind of wonky and you just don't have any particular reason, I don't have any reason to feel bad. I'm just kind of blah. Somebody say spiritual elimination. Because everything that's eliminated from our body, from our mind, we don't know what's being eliminated. But every time we wash our body, cleanse our body, in terms of the physicality of our body eliminating and cleansing itself, just imagine what the spirit is doing. And we've been calling it depression, sadness. Somebody say spiritual elimination may look like anxiety. It may look like a panic attack. It may look like you can't call it. Somebody say spiritual elimination. It's those things we can't tell that's going on in our emotions, in our minds. And we don't know what's going on, but we know something. Oh, hey, Miss Webb, something in the milk ain't clean. The spirit is eliminating something. It's a dead cat on the line. You know something is up. Somebody say, when something is up, and I don't know what it is, that's spiritual elimination. Now y'all know what to call it. Repeat it one more time. Say spiritual elimination. That's how we flex. That's how we see our faith in action when we're able to define things differently through the spirit. That's faith in action. Psalms 24 says, what does spiritual elimination look like through the word? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. We have to eliminate some things if we're going to have clean hands and pure hearts. And how do we do that? We have to cry out like David did. Have mercy upon me, O God. According to thy loving kindness, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. That's how we spiritually eliminate. We wash our hands and wash our bodies. I cannot count how many times I wash my hands and sanitize on the same way. Imagine what the Spirit is doing through us in the same way. The blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. That's our faith in action. And to touch on our spiritual muscle, that's what being transformed by the renewing of our mind also looks like. Transformation requires elimination. Repeat after me. Transformation requires elimination. Sure does. And the next one is excess. So I made the little, but excess. And excess is a surplus of material wealth. I'd like to say a surplus, especially in food or drink, in anything. And scripture does criticize excessive consumption and extravagance, which are seen as exploiting. I never thought about this, y'all. Exploiting the less fortunate and leading to a lack of concern for God. I never thought about it as a lack of concern from God. Somebody say waste. That's why I avoid those the buffets. I'll go every now and then, but to me that's excess. An example of excess. Piling that stuff on and only taking two bites and throw away the worst. A state of surpassing normal limits. Somebody say superabundance. Another new word, superabundance. An undue indulgence of the appetite. And it doesn't necessarily mean hot dogs, y'all. Ask yourself, what is my appetite? It's an undue indulgence of the appetite, a transgression of proper moderation and natural gratifications, unsavedness, i.e., wastefulness and debauchery. I like that word, debauchery. Sound pretty, but it's not a pretty thing. Debauchery, wastefulness. We get that in Ephesians 5:18. Our faith in action, do not be drunk with wine in excess. So that means you can have something to drink, whatever it is you enjoy, you can do it, just not in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. How you know you feel with the Spirit? Spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Somebody say, make a melody in your heart to the Lord. That's how we have our faith in action and we avoid excess. Somebody say, avoid the excess. And that's how we flex. We flex according to Romans 9:19, this way, faithfully living, eliminating excess means that we let love be without hypocrisy. We despise what is evil. We know what it is and what it is not. We cling to what is good. Be kind and affectionate to one another with brotherly love, sisterly love. You know, it's easy to have romantic love. I think it's interesting that Paul chose brotherly love, because y'all know it's all kinds of other loves out there. But with brotherly love, familial love, Christ-like love, and in honor, giving preference to one another. In other words, give honor where honor is due. Please repeat after me. Can you give honor where honor is due? Mm-hmm. That's what loving without hypocrisy does. Do not be lagging in diligence. Fervent in the Spirit. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. How are you going to serve the Lord? Fervently. Whatever we do in excellency as unto God. We rejoice in hope. Sometimes it's tricky, but being patient in prayer. Being patient in tribulation. I know that I haven't said much about the storm or anything, but we were without power for a few days. There are some people who are still without power. That's what it means for us to be patient in situations we just don't understand or like. I think Alfie said, what is your response? What is your, I say go-to shift. How do you respond to things? I thought it was interesting that we went through this hurricane after he told us to check our responses. What's your go-to shift? Are you shifting down, slowing down? Are you shifting into overdrive? What is your go-to shift when things show up? Oh, when the power is still off. Or the power is still on and 18 people in your house. And you just say, I will bless the Lord. How do you do it? At all times. How do you bless the Lord at all times? When everything all over the place in your community and the other communities, and you don't know whether to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord or be a disciple hollering instead of going. Y'all remember? Go to the bow of the boat and go to sleep. Remember, Lord, that's what I did. I started hearing that when I set up. I remember, Lord, I'm going to sleep. Sometimes you got to tell yourself, just go on and go to sleep. Because what is fear going to do? How can we be faithful? Somebody say, go on to sleep. Just go to sleep. Can't do nothing no way. What you going to do? I'm going to say, peace be still, and I'm going to sleep. Somebody say, peace be still. I'm going to sleep. My eyes might be wide open, but I'm going to sleep on this situation. I don't care what you're saying, how you act, and I don't care what I'm hearing, but I'm going to say, peace be still, and I'm going to sleep. My eyes are open, and I'm moving forward, and I'm being steadfast in prayer, and I'm distributing to the needs of the saint, and I'm being hospitable. But that part of me that would normally clock, oh, she going to sleep. I will bless those who persecute me. Sleep, bless, and not curse. I love this because it didn't say cuss. Don't curse. Don't cuss, Pastor Katie. I ain't going to just leave y'all out of this. Sometime I cuss. Well, that was not a tongue that was righteous and pleasing to God. Whew. Put her to sleep. Somebody say, put him to sleep. I just have to be honest with y'all. I'm not going to stand up here and get struck and act like I be like this all the time. Nah, dude. Sometimes I just be like, ooh, Lord, tame that pink tornado. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. I have to remind myself to do that sometimes because I'm like, I'm not crying with you today. And I don't care. I ain't even got on no mascara, but I'm not doing it. But the word says, if we flex in our muscle, we got to rejoice and weep. Your mind, be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. In other words, y'all, keep the balance. It's a time for everything. Somebody say, keep the balance. And it says, repay no evil for evil. Ooh, thank God. Somebody say, repay no evil for evil. Brandon said to me one time, good, he ain't in here. One time, Brandon said, Miss Webb, I can't do it, but I can thank it. I said, dude, you better be glad I know who your mama is. I tell it on you. We can't always do what we want to. And I'm inclined to say we have to be careful about what we think too. Got to be careful about what we're thinking. So don't repay evil for evil. Have regard for the good things in sight of all. If it's possible, as much as depends on you, just live at peace with these people. Just say as much. It even says, does it say that? If it is possible. See how they give you those escape routes. Some people just ain't going to be peaceful with you. If it's possible, as much as depends on you, live at peace with all people. As much as possible. They didn't tell me to elaborate on that, but remember that somebody need to hear, if it's possible, as much as it depends on you. Because sometimes, no matter how, some people just got a warring spirit. Remember last week, Alvin, you said some people just don't have the gift of mercy. Some people just don't have the gift of living at peace. And when you recognize that, do what I do. Run from the devil. Flee. They ain't gonna follow you. I promise you not. They won't. And whatever you do, do not get back at them. Do not become an avenger. Do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, and I will repay. Don't it seem like Jesus just be taking so long? That was 30 years ago. I don't mean to think about it, but good Lord, they seem healthy and alive. I'm just being honest with you because some things, well, that's just being real. I ain't going to sugarcoat it and fake it. I'm just saying you just wonder sometimes, if vengeance is yours, can I at least see it? Because I was there when they did what they did to me. I'm just being honest, y'all. Now, y'all, I mean, just so you kind of want God to die. You're like, can I see you? Just do something. You know, I mean, just a little something. I don't think that's immature because I need to see so I can stand sometime. That's why we got somebody say, flex your muscles, Pastor. Flex your muscles. Faithfully limit, eliminating access. What we need to eliminate. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Y'all know why? We have to do that because, and we do it by Romans 12:1, by the mercies of God. Remember our muscles? Mercy. We have to have mercy. We have to be unassuming. We have to be still. We have to be curious instead of condemning. We have to leave stuff. Keep leaving. And then we are endowed, and that's what makes us secure. And that's how we can flex the muscles. What muscle are you flexing? Yeah, whatever you do, whatever your task may be. Colossians 3 says, work from the soul. S-O-S. Y'all remember S-O-S? Save our souls, seeing only souls. S-O-S, work from the soul. That is, put your very best forward. Fourth agreement, always do your best. Always. And for the Lord, not for men. Somebody say, who you doing it for? For the Lord. Knowing with all certainty, with all faithfulness, with all trust in the Lord, that it is from the Lord, not people, that we receive our inheritance, which is our greatest reward. What reward are we looking for? What is our inheritance? This requires that we have to have that relationship with the Lord so we can know what the promises of God are. Our inheritance is the promises of God. That's our greatest reward. And it is the Lord Jesus Christ that we actually serve. Ain't nothing better than being on the job and you want to get mad and kick something because things aren't going right and you working and other people aren't. I'm turning my back because I'm trying to learn that the more we practice, the better we get. And then you remember, well, the Holy Spirit just be like, yo, whatever you do, do as in excellency unto God. How do you rebuke that? But, you said you like the four agreements. Try number four. Do your best. Don't take nothing, don't take it personal. Assume nothing, because what you're doing for the kingdom. Even if you got to sweep a floor, you don't want to sweep and you swept already. even if you, whatever that thing is that you've done already and nobody else is doing it, you ain't doing it for them. Somebody say, what does doing it for God's glory look like? They be checking me hard. Boom, gut check. In excellency unto God. So that you don't do evil for evil, do it in excellency unto God. Please stand on your feet, house of Judah. As we go and as we continue through the recovery of this storm, not just this physical storm, but whatever storms are showing up in our life. Somebody say, flex. We gotta flex our muscles, y'all. That's how we work our muscle memory. In the storm, in the rain, in the sunshine, in the pain, wherever we are, we got to flex those muscles. Father God, we thank you. Lord, you are our friend. Ooh. And you just keep on doing what you do over and over and over. Psalms 91. Has a whole new meaning after this week. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for letting us dwell in the safety of your arms. Thank you for keeping us. And in those situations where it looks like we just weren't quite kept, help us know that one of the promises is, one of the gifts is the gift of life. Lord, things come and things go, but you have promised us the gift of our life. Help us to see this life. Aches, pains, disappointment, brokenhearted. We got life, Jesus. And our life is in you. Help us to flex. Oh, joy to be faithful, living, allowing you, and also joining in with you to eliminate whatever excess is in our life. And Lord, help us to remember it is by your mercy that we are able to stand, because we cannot assume anything, because Lord, we only know what we know, but you know everything, our God. And Lord, we just thank you, Jesus, because you allow us and you empower us, even you teach us and you command us to be still. Help us to be still and help us to remain curious rather than condemning and all-knowing. Help us to leave those things behind which will empower us to eliminate the excess. Lord, help us to remember that connection to the spiritual means detachment from the physical. Help us to remember that you endow us. Oh, and because of the shed blood of Jesus in your very presence and your faithfulness, we can be secure. Because you are our shepherd and we shall not want. Because there is safety in you. Lord, you promised us that whoever is in your hand, and we are, hey, nobody is snatching us out of your hand. And we thank you. No storm, no rain, no thing, no thought. We are in your hands. Oh, all saints says you're in good hands. But Lord, we thank you that you are the best hands ever known. And all we got to do is look around and see what you have done. And we will give you all the worship. We will give you all the honor and we give you all the praise because you are God and you are faithful. And we thank you and we say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. House of Judah and everybody who is hearing this word, wherever you may be, now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless, to empower us to flex before the presence of his glory with exceeding great joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, now and forever. Everybody shout, hallelujah! 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 Amen.